I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today, we are staying close, but we're going to experience food from Italy cooked by owners from Albania. Let's explore Italian restaurants in Northeast Texas and Southeast Oklahoma. When Benny Mametti and his wife Maida Mametti bought Capizzi's restaurant in 2001, I thought it interesting that we had an Albanian family in Paris, Texas, who owned an Italian restaurant. I didn't realize this was happening all across the country. Albania has a long history with Italy since they were across the Adriatic Sea from each other. Mussolini annexed Albania to Italy in 1939, but had to return it in 1945. Two other countries have large populations of ethnic Albanians, 92% of Kosovo and about 25% of Macedonia are ethnic Albanians. Since many of them spent time in refugee camps in Italy before immigrating to the U.S., they picked up the food and even the language. Benny's history certainly bore out this scenario. By ethnicity, an Albanian, he grew up in what was then Yugoslavia, but is today Macedonia. Benny always liked America. When a cousin returned to visit from the USA with tales of earning $100 a week, Benny decided to escape to Italy to a refugee camp. From there, he made his way to Chicago, where he joined his brother and uncle and began his now 44-year career in the restaurant business. He started as a dishwasher at a Greek restaurant, progressed to busboy, and then bartender. When enough money was saved, he bought a diner with his brother. And that began 20 years of buying and selling restaurants, living in Dallas and Chicago, and finally in 2001, purchasing Capizzi's in Paris. I asked him about the number of Albanians owning Italian restaurants. He said, if you see a small Italian restaurant, there's a very good chance it's owned by an ethnic Albanian. Many Albanian immigrants entered the U.S. in New York, where they first worked in Italian restaurants. Traditionally, the restaurant business is an obvious but challenging place for a new immigrant to start. Once they learned to cook Italian food, they began buying their own restaurants. The dad would cook, the mother worked out front, and the children helped where needed. For Albanians, the Italian restaurant industry has been equivalent to Indians owning hotels and Vietnamese working as nail technicians in the U.S. The original plan for Benny and Maida was to stay in Paris for 5 years, but the Mamettis were so well received, they stayed. The restaurant quickly attracted a following thanks to Maida's incredible smile and warm nature. She never forgot a face and was always offering a helping hand. They built upon the business that had been started by the two previous Albanian owners. Benny began to coach soccer, a sport he played wherever he lived. He was so successful that their son, Ilmi, is now the captain of the Paris Junior College soccer team. Benny is a familiar presence at Ilmi's games, decked out in one of his 34 hats and Texas cowboy boots. I decided to talk to other Italian restaurants in the area to determine if all were owned by ethnic Albanians. In Clarksville, Texas, Alec and Aurora Leschi own the downtown Italian Bistro, rated the number one restaurant in that town on TripAdvisor, and featured in Texas Highways magazine. Alec's family has a strong connection with Italy, as his parents lived in Florence, but they are native Albanians. Alec is eager to make you feel welcome. His speech is filled with appreciation for his family and how well received they've been in Clarksville. The restaurant has a loyal following who enjoy the food and Alec's attention. The Roma restaurant in Hugo, Oklahoma, just opened and is already popular. It is owned by the Diversis and their brother, Luigi, all ethnic Albanians. Johnny Luigi is the youngest of seven children and the ebullient talker of the family. He and his brother immigrated from Kosovo to New York and followed the now familiar pattern of working in an Italian restaurant there. Johnny would make 300 to 400 pizzas a day. Using family connections, they bought a restaurant building in Hugo and set up an Italian shop. Members of their extended family own Roma restaurants in Durant, Idabel, and Daquin, Arkansas. Johnny described this area as if it were a franchise territory. And until recently, there was a Roma restaurant in Paris, owned this time by a Pakistani, who bought it from an Albanian woman. But it has just sold again to another ethnic Albanian. What I enjoyed in meeting these families was the consistency of their respect for the United States. Two of them described their life here as being reborn. All thanked God for their families and opportunities. God bless America, said Johnny Dovrishi many times. Well, I say, God bless Albanians for their enthusiasm and their contributions to America.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began writing about her journeys in 2008. If you'd like to see photos from Mary's trips, read blog entries, and more, visit MaryClarkTraveler.com. The programming you hear on 88.9 KETR is brought to you in huge part thanks to listener support. Please dig deep and give what you can at KETR.org. Click support this station.